Hey, it's Scott Rockfile back with another podcast review for you. Going to talk about the new 4K edition of the classic sci-fi film, Phase 4. It'd be hard to have a conversation about this movie and not talk about the director, Saul Bass, but I'll save that till we get a little bit of this early stuff out of the way. Now, Vinegar Syndrome is a boutique label doing Blu-rays and 4K releases of classic films that are a little off the beaten path. Like, this particularly was a Paramount film, but Paramount has never been in a big hurry to release this on home video, so other companies have had to do it. And this is a brand new release from them. It came out in the last couple of weeks, and it's actually quite pricey. At Hamilton Book, I found it for about $20 cheaper than what Amazon was selling it for. But this was a movie that scared me as a kid, and I was interested in revisiting it. And this new 4K edition has all sorts of stuff on it that I'll tell you about. But for those that are just listening to this review to find out if 4K is worth picking up, definitely. This is the best the movie's ever looked. I wish they had had the money to do some kind of Dolby Atmos soundtrack, because the soundtrack is really cool with some interesting futuristic music and sounds. They didn't really want themes and things like that. They wanted sounds, things to make it sound kind of alien and weird. And that translates really well. And for a two-channel mono mix, it's great. You know, it sounded great throughout the entire film. But the film looks great. It sounds as good as it could possibly be good. And there is a ton of extras on there. So if you're debating whether or not to pick up this new 4K edition, do it. You get the theatrical version, which is 84 minutes. You get the longer preview version, which is about 90 minutes. Not always of the best stuff, the best pieces, parts, but they did what they could. There's a 45-minute documentary about Saul Bass. There's another documentary about the music. There is another outtakes, all sorts of extras. It was definitely worth the price for the three-disc set at $30 from Hamilton Book instead of $50 from Amazon. So the movie, if you've never seen it, something happens in space, a weird kind of visual thing happens as planets align, and something happens to some of our life forms here on Earth. And at first we don't catch it, but like the ants start working together and doing things that ants don't do. And this all starts in the desert. The movie was filmed in Kenya, and it's really beautiful once all the exterior shots. Interiors were filmed in Pinewood Studios after they filmed the exterior. I got to get that right? And the film, although it looks its age, it looks really good for its age. Like, they didn't do a whole lot of stupid computer things. They use actual computers from the time to do all the scientific stuff they're doing on researching the ants. The best choice in the movie made was hiring a guy by the name of Ken Middleton to do the ant photography. He was a nature photography guy, and he had just won a whole bunch of awards for his latest documentary. And Saul Bass had this idea: why don't we film real ants? And they did. And that's what makes the movie terrifying to this viewer. Not that I'm afraid of ants. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of creepy crawly insects of any kind, but ants don't really bother me. But this photography, that you're down in their warrens, in their holes, and you're seeing different kinds of ants, they're kind of communicating with each other. There's no subtitles. There's no voiceovers or anything. They're just these stoic-looking ants kind of talking to each other and moving their feelers and stuff. And we're not privy to what they're talking about or communicating about, but the scientists start figuring it out through the course of the movie. That elevates this movie. There are really no special effects that make you go, oh, this looks like a terrible 70s movie. There's one car that blows up. You could tell it was a model. Now in 4K, but I bet on the old Blu-ray you couldn't. But anyway, other than that, most of the effects are practical, especially all of the ants. And they do some of those nature photography scenes where a bunch of ants like take out a small rodent or something, and through speeding up the film and time lapse, you see it kind of disintegrate. That's really creepy looking to think it's happening in real time in the science fiction movie, right? They even do it to a human. No spoilers here, but this is a strange movie. I think he had Stanley Kubrick's 2001 in the back of his mind when he made this film. It has kind of an esoteric opening, and it had the original ending, which is available kind of put together on the Blu-ray that comes with it, is a longer, like 16-minute montage that was very much like the ending montage in 2001. Not so much exactly the same kind of stuff. It was just a visual, over-the-top, almost a hallucination of an ending. And Paramount made him change that for the theatrical release, and the ending has a much briefer, shorter ending, which still has one of those nice 70s downbeat endings. That's what I really love about the movie. But it's the nature photography, the photography of these ants up close, real ants were used in the film, that makes it the creepiest. That makes this movie so much better than any of the other science fiction monster movies of the time. Real ants doing real things in the real desert. It was creepy the way they filmed it, the sound effects and the other things they added to it. So although this movie was featured on an episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000 at one point, I think a lot of people missed the point on this film. And I think now in modern times, this movie really holds up. So watch it if you're into like watching an early 70s film that ants become super intelligent and start taking over the world. As far as Saul Bass goes, I told you we couldn't talk about the movie without talking about him. He was one of the greatest graphic designers of the 50s, 60s, 70s, etc. He came up with poster designs that changed the way posters are made, especially for Hitchcock movies. He was the guy who did the storyboards for the shower scene in Psycho. Some people, when they view Psycho, say that the shower scene just doesn't seem like Hitchcock. Well, guess what? Saul Bass is the one who kind of worked out all the shots, and that's how they filmed it. And that's why that particular scene, while it stands out in that movie, it stands out in that movie. And now we know why. I really didn't know all this. I knew Saul Bass was a famous name I'd seen before. So the biggest contribution to movies that Saul Bass ever made is he changed credits. He was the guy who came up with, why don't we just have some static titles at the beginning? We could do like a mini movie there that kind of gets you ready for the movie. And so he started experimenting with that kind of stuff. And on the end, the whole reason we have these long exits for movies like the Marvel movies and stuff is because of Saul Bass. He had the idea. Because back in the late 60s, early 70s, movies just ended at the end. It just said the end and it went black. There were no credits. And he came up with the idea to do a mini movie at the beginning and a mini movie at the end to encapsulate the credits and give you more flavor of the movie, to get you ready for the movie or send you out the door thinking about the soundtrack or whatever. Those were his ideas, and that changed everything. I mean, the credits we see in movies today are thankful to Saul Bass. So as an interesting designer and creative type guy, he really wasn't interested in making an ant movie, but the more he read the script, he got into the layers of it, and he decided, you know what? If we marry it with this nature photography aspect, this could be a pretty amazing kind of film. And I think it was. I mean, it holds up today. I would like a little more of the psychedelic ending than the short ending that we get in the theatrical version, but other than that, I watched the movie, popped some popcorn, and was just eating the pop. I had not seen it since I was a kid, and I was pretty impressed with it, actually. The acting is fine. The special effects are obviously amazing because it's all nature photography and real. All in all, you know, if you get the gist of what's happening and especially how it ends, it's a pretty heavy, you know, science fiction horror movie. And it is a horror movie. People die. There are killing scenes. And in the end, it's not exactly a happy ending for the human race. Not to give anything away, but anyway, Phase 4. A surprisingly good movie from 1974, and the new Vinegar Syndrome box set is actually quite tasty. It's got I don't really need all the swag that comes with some things. I like the extras. I like a really good transfer. I like a really good soundtrack. And Vinegar Syndrome's knocked it out of the park, this 3D set. So pick it up, Phase 4, if you're into classic sci-fi, nihilistic kind of movies. This is a pretty good one. And like I said, I am aware that Mystery Science Theater 3000 put it on an early episode, but I think it's a lot better than that. I think it's actually a decent sci-fi horror movie if you pay attention and you get into it. It's a little cerebral. It's a little weird. It's a little 2001-ish in places. There's a lot of no dialogue scenes with ants talking to each other, kind of communicating. But if you're into that, it's a really, I can't wait to watch it again, actually. Phase 4, it's available now for Vinegar Syndrome at a store near you. I'm Scott. I'm Rockfile. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Many more on the way. I hope you have a spectacular day.